OFI, when you got the Christmas podcast, you need this kind of flavor.
Hey, you gotta look this one flavor.
I am.
This right here is for all the Igbo, the Igbo people.
I know about the Igbo.
Merry Christmas.
We carry bedu, we done the drop.
Okay,
I do all them hot. Oh my Igbo don't show everywhere bust. If you ain't talking money, I don't
DJ Simon on the ones and twos.
Hey, you know what? Especially Christmas morning, man. You need to this will get you going. Been up all night. My phone they ring, the money is calling. Cause I'm putting together gifts.
If I not wrong, if I not wrong, we might if I not wrong, if
oh,
if
I like that.
Goodness gracious.
If I not
wrong. Hey man, you know. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Good day, good day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
ho,
Christmas.
Ho, ho.
We talked about this.
Okay.
I'm gonna mention something, and I hope this works out for me. Do you remember we were supposed to do Secret Santa's for $10? Secret Santa gift, $10.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah.
Was that this Christmas?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be for this Christmas.
I'm glad because...
That's horrible.
I have yours.
Yeah.
But I forgot it.
Okay. I didn't know that was this Christmas.
But at least you don't even... Okay. Okay.
Because it was...
It was,
know,
it was... Yeah, it was...
The way my account is set up.
I gotta save for next Christmas this year.
Dad, my bad, bro. My bad.
Don't worry.
My bad.
You want to know what I got you?
What'd you get for me, man?
All right.
What'd you get for me?
$10, right?
$10, yeah.
And I know about your new love for a special concoction drink.
Okay.
Which is wine.
Yeah.
And soda.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a thing, too.
Hold on.
You let me research it. This is a thing.
Before people kill me, because this red wine group of people, they're a very serious bunch.
They are. They
very
are.
Serious
they,
bunch.
They do not. And I am
play.
One of them.
Yeah, you guys don't play around.
We don't play around, man.
So whenever you see me with a glass of red wine, and then I'm like, can I get a Coke? And they bring the Coke, but they bring like a glass with ice.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, I don't need that.
Just give me the bottle.
So right away, I can see the waiter. He's looking at me. He's starting to get this puzzled look in his eye. And then everybody at the table is also looking like, what exactly is
what is this guy going
to
do?
What is this guy about to do? And then they see me pouring the Coke and the red wine, and everybody goes bananas. What are you doing?
They look at you with such a
disdain
and disappointment.
Yeah.
Because you are a worldly kind of guy.
Very cultured.
Very cultured.
Apparently.
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Other words I can't spell.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that happens.
Yeah.
They're let down.
Very disappointed.
Yeah.
But can I be honest with you?
Yes.
It is a thing. You mix Coke with red wine. It's delicious, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I like to defile my red wine. I defile it because I can't stand the red wine people.
Oh, that's, you're out to get us.
J-Bell, I can't stand y'all.
You're out to get us.
Here's what I can't stand. I can't stand when the waiter comes and he, would you like to taste the red wine first?
Uh-huh,
and they
it.
Pour a little bit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then, you know, the red wine people is what I like. I'm going to start calling you guys the red wine people.
Okay, okay.
They hold it, just, they hold the glass by the stem.
Yep. You got the technique.
And they swirl it around just to see the residue.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is the one that really gets me.
Oh.
This is the one that really grinds my gears.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
When they put their nose
in the glass
and they smell it. I can't stand that, J-Bell. Like, who do y'all think you are?
You trying to get all the
red. Oh, get out of here with that, man.
There's so many different notes and smells.
Oh,
and
my God.
Wine is a beautiful, beautiful creation.
Oh, my God. Y'all disgust me.
But you know why you work as a wine person and why this gift is perfect?
Yeah.
I get the cheapest wine possible.
Yeah, true.
Because you don't care.
I don't.
You're going to make it taste good.
Yeah.
What's the wine in Nigeria called that you said I need to have?
Palm wine.
Palm wine. They Can you smuggle some back for me, or should I even say that?
I don't know how I'd be able to do that. They're very strict on what you can bring in from Nigeria. They're very strict. J-Bell, they're very, they're very strict.
Okay, no palm wine. But I want some. All right, yeah.
What's they the don't like for you to bring things in from Nigeria. Oh, my stomach.
Too many drinks on Christmas Eve. Too many drinks on Christmas Eve.
Very strict. Okay, my bad.
I'm sweating again. But I get you loud and clear, my friend. Loud and clear. It's the end of 2019. Do you have a highlight of the year? Or it doesn't have to be a specific play, but maybe just give me something.
Okay. 2019, I think it would have to be the...
Doesn't have to be football.
Yeah. Well, keeping it football related, it would have to be the ascension of this Lamar Jackson team, this Baltimore Ravens. We have to wait to see how it ends.
Yes.
You know? But I saw Doug Flutie say something. Doug Flutie, we all know about Doug Flutie. And he said that he would have loved to come out now. He said because there's a change in the way quarterback is being played.
He's nothing but Kyler Murray. Except Kyler Murray's a little faster, but it's the same kind of.
Yeah. And there's a change in the perception. Way the quarterback is being played. Mm-hmm. And, people are going to have to adjust to this new style of quarterback. So just to see this, because I wasn't sure – and I'm still not sure that at the end it's going to work.
Right.
But the ride so far has just been spectacular. To watch what this – it just looks ridiculous. It just does.
I have to piggyback you on this. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a Lamar Jackson. And I think that, you and I always – we question things and we always look at things from different point of views. And that's how we look at the world. Yeah. And I think that – this is going to force some of these closed-minded people in the NFL, evaluators.
Yeah.
Really, I'm talking evaluators, into actually evaluating. Actually just not playing it safe and listening to what's worked before or what can keep you from not getting fired, taking risk, and evaluate. Evaluate talent. Evaluate. Pay attention to who these individuals are because – I know in your career you've seen guys that have probably not had a chance. You knew could play, and you'd be like, man, why are they not seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
And I think this is going to challenge those who are in the position, and I think that's better for our sport in the NFL in general. So I'm with you. I have to jump on that bandwagon. It's the end of a decade, OC.
Okay.
It's the end of a decade.
It is.
It's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. So, question. We're in 2020 coming up. We're about to be in 2020.
Okay.
What was OC like? I need a comparison of some sort. 2010 to 2020. What can you look back and say, my goodness, this is a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Or surprisingly, this hasn't changed.
Yeah. 2010, I was probably enjoying the best year of my career as a football player. It was a fantastic year, to be honest with you. It was really, really good.
The Super Bowl was that year.
We won Super Bowl in 2011.
The next year.
But 2010 was. And I think as a man, mentally, very immature.
Really?
Yeah. In the sense that I had several girlfriends.
I wasn't going to go there, but I saw it happen.
just wasn't right. And I think now things have changed.
Things have definitely
changed. And I'm more mentally aware of, myself, mentally aware of people around. Mm-hmm. I listen a lot more. I understand, or I try to at least understand everybody's perspective.
Yes.
As opposed to thinking that, this is the way, You know, because a lot of times you get into a space where you think everybody sees the world
the way you do.
You do.
Yeah.
And
through your window.
Yeah. And now I realize that there's literally 7 billion different worlds.
Man.
You know what I mean? There's 7 billion different worlds because each one of us is living in our own. And so you have to be able to understand that when you're discussing with people, man.
That is the most simple way to describe exactly how we should be thinking. Mm-hmm. And why I say that is this. If you could understand, like I'm wearing these glasses right now. I have a prescription.
Yeah.
Everybody's eyes, you know, whatever it is, they're tweaked this way, that way, that way to see. And now you see clearly, right?
Yeah.
But imagine you take these glasses off and everybody has to see the world through that. But they understand how they see the world. Then you become aware of your biases and all that stuff. And they exist and it's cool, but at least you are aware that people are different. And nobody's asking you to change.
Yep.
But that awareness, and you're right. I would say the one thing I wrote down when you're talking about, I've seen you and I've learned from you about you don't repeat the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you did it when you played and that's why you had success. Oh, I got to fix this. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. And you see good players do that. Bad players might have skills and techniques, but they just, it's like, when are you going to fix it?
Yeah.
Fix
we'll
it.
Yeah.
Right. And I, that's what I said. You correct mistakes. But, yeah, I think understanding that we, you know, the way we see the world is the way we see it and the way others do and be interested in that and whatever. But, yeah, I like that. That's why we have the podcast.
Mm.
That's what. So, I agree. 10 years ago, I don't have as good as an answer as you, so we're going to roll with yours. I like that. I'm with that. New Year's resolutions for us and the NFL UK, because that's who we are.
Yeah.
If we say NFL, we say UK.
UK, NFL day. UK, yeah. That's who we represent.
Yeah. International, period. Mm-hmm. NFL, that's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
What's the New Year's resolution for, let's say, the NFL UK?
New Year's resolution.
For them first.
I think for the NFL UK, I think the New Year's resolution has to be growth.
Yeah.
where we are now or where the NFL UK has gotten to at this point, fantastic.
Yes.
You know, but can't remain where we are. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of eyes looking. There's a lot of, we gotta see, like, what's next? We gotta find a way to try new things. We can't be stuck in the way of doing things as we work for. Because the world is changing, man. Everything is changing.
Every
you gotta
day.
Be able to change with it. So how do we find new ways of, you know, attracting new viewers, attracting new customers, you know, giving the people more of what they deserve, man?
Yes.
Because you have to understand the fan base here is so different than the fan base in America.
Yes.
You know, because
and we have to fight for them. We have to earn their eyes.
100%.
Ears. Like, we have to, it's not given to us like it is in the U.S.
Exactly.
And I think that's why we like being here.
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. I think when you say that, I think of a whole team. And you're good as a team and you achieve your goals if everybody's invested. So I think everybody that's involved and the fans also, because they're involved in this and what we're doing here, it's just, as far as our concern, whatever we can control, have passion.
Yeah.
Do it. And your role is important. I think that in this office, everybody just needs to say, this is important to me, whatever I'm doing, because it is, and go out and do it and worry about your job and make it happen. And, you know, we know what ours is, and I would say that we're lucky because we get to interact directly with the fans, and that's who makes this cool. So, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, hit
us
up.
On a personal note, like, what's your, like, my New Year's resolution, really, I have to be completely honest with you, for this coming up year is I have to find a way to get us kicked off the air. You know, this year I pushed it to the limits.
Yes.
But obviously it's like they keep on moving the goalposts. They're like, we like this, so we'll allow them to do just a little bit. So I need to find the points where they're like, you know what, this is enough. I need Alistair to come in here and be like, you know what, OC, Jason.
Yeah, you guys are cool, but
we got to put.
We got to. Can't do that again.
Yeah, because that's where I like to live.
Yeah.
I like to live there.
So once you know that.
I don't want to live where we're at here.
Once you know that,
yeah.
Are you just going to kind of slide your foot back just a tiny bit, toes on the line?
I have to see. I have to see because I thought I was getting more and more ridiculous, you know, but I need to get to the point where they're like.
Toes on the line.
Yeah, we have to. We got to put this to an end.
Oh, my
and
God.
I haven't done my job.
You know what?
Because we're still on air.
Okay, so.
We're number one in Luxembourg. Or, I don't understand. I'm trying to get us kicked off, and we keep growing.
Because you want to get kicked off to be like, man, I tried. I mean, we had it, but they got rid of us.
I want to see how far we can go.
I have a question then.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Question to the fan. Shoot us some topics.
Yeah.
Shoot us some topics.
Yes.
That OC and I can debate. Which means a conversation, and I usually change my opinion 17 times during the conversation. But shoot us some topics.
Yeah.
Because I had some responses from one of our previous podcasts about maternity.
That was interesting.
And people that responded, I really like. I like the way you're thinking.
They didn't know. They were like, ah.
Yeah. So I think we should start having, on social media, you know, put us in the hashtag, but talk about what you think about it.
Yeah.
We might not respond, but we're listening.
We're listening.
We are listening, and we'll talk about it again on the show, and hopefully.
I think, Jason, I got to be honest with you. I think I'm going to get it done this year. I'm quite sure I'm going to get it done. Early,
We got a whole out the gate, huh?
Early.
Especially after the season when it's like that void of like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe March. I'll say over under. April, before April 15th, Alice is going to come in here. He's going to be like, listen, guys. Listen.
This got to go back to strictly football.
You know the funny thing is? Mm-hmm. Simon is fully on board with it.
Oh.
Like, he wants – that's what he enjoys.
Simon is writing it down in his calendar.
This is it.
You know Simon has, like, 13 planners?
Yeah.
You know the last guy I knew with 13 planners, what he was doing?
What was that?
Selling narcotics.
Oh, he was selling narcotics.
Yeah, he was selling narcotics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had all phones and all these
selling
plans.
Narcotics.
Yeah. So, yeah.
April 15th, that's the date?
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know right now, Jason, because by April 14th, if we haven't been kicked off, you know
it's
that.
Coming here.
Oh, you'll be like, oh,
watch
I don't want to
be sick.
Here.
Yeah. Like, Jay Bell has never missed a podcast. Why is he sick? All right, man. Let's start getting kicked off right now with Santa Sack, a full of questions.
Okay.
It is full of questions.
Okay, a lot of questions.
Santa Sack, okay. All right. I don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Oh, is that festive? Why does that look like it's not spelled right? Festive. This is a festive OC.
Mm-hmm.
A festive Ask OC Ask Jay Bell. So this is festive. Jan Wallace.
Wallace. I like that last name. You know why?
Why?
Have you ever seen the movie Braveheart?
Yes.
Wallace. Wow, William Wallace.
Yes.
So every time I hear the last name Wallace, I think of Wallace.
I need Jan. We need to know your relation.
Yeah.
To William Wallace.
Yeah, William Wallace, man, that was my guy. I cried at that movie.
Of course you did. Who did? I mean, that was
a lot of people didn't cry.
It hit me.
Okay. At what point do you remember the point where you cried?
When they were about to go in that fight, they were on the hill and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's when it got me.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
I was done when they were all lined up and he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cried twice then. I did. I'm dead serious. I cried twice. First time I cried, and first time I cried in that movie was at the first part where Robert the Bruce, he was the guy who I think he was Scottish, and he had an alliance with William Wallace,
okay.
with Mel Gibson's character,
okay.
and then he betrayed him.
I think I remember.
And he was on the battlefield, and remember they were getting into a fight, and he pulled off the Bruce's helmet. And then he just looked at him. And he had already been stabbed.
Mm.
And he just looked at him. And the look in his eye, Mel Gibson, fantastic actor back then.
He's, my goodness.
And he looked at him.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't believe that Robert the Bruce betrayed him. I was like, I can't believe you did that.
Robert!
And so I cried then. And then the last time I cried was at the end of the movie where he was laying down. And they were just ripping his guts out.
Yeah.
And then he screamed. He said, freedom! And I looked at him. I was like, oh, they're going to kill him. And a cheer just came down my eye. I couldn't believe they killed William Wallace, man.
Ooh.
Freedom! That's it.
Oh, son!
gosh, man, that was horrible. It's bringing chills to my eyes.
Simon, that's emotional,
it was bad.
Man.
It was bad. And then The Notebook.
I watched that on a notebook. Plane, and that you shouldn't watch
listen
that on a plane.
Listen to me.
By yourself.
Go watch that movie again.
I remember watching it, but I won't watch it again because I remember being on a plane boo-hooing.
Oh,
and I
my
thought,
God. Horrible.
Somebody, something's wrong with this kid. Why is he over here crying?
Yeah, bad. Yeah. Two movies. I remember them, too. Okay, sorry.
So, Jan, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Jan's like, my question started.
And then what happened?
And it fell off a cliff. Who has been naughty and who has been nice in the NFL?
Who has been naughty and who has been nice?
I thought somebody naughty.
Okay, who you got?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought been naughty. He, to me.
Yeah.
And especially in the, yeah. Even in the offseason comments.
It's just been.
Just.
But I tell you what. I hope he doesn't repeat those same mistakes. He's got to have learned from what happened to him this year.
I think it's what we spoke about earlier.
Just gonna humble you.
Yeah, correct your mistakes. You know, you can't be like everybody else when you're the quarterback. I'm sorry, you just can't. You have to think differently.
It'll humble you.
Yeah. So, who's been nice then?
Who's been nice? Let's give a shout out to Larry Fitzgerald.
Man.
Let's give a shout out to
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
man.
Larry
what
Fitz.
A legend.
Legend.
He's always nice.
All right. So we'll give a shout out to him. He's been nice.
He's been nice.
He's been nice for all 23 years he's been.
He's been nice. He's just been nice.
Nice guy.
The stuff he does for people.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. Mm-hmm. All right. Jan also asked, Jan got a double up.
Mm-hmm.
What will Father
Mara Christmas?
Father Mara Christmas.
New York Giant, right?
Oh, yeah, Mara.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do this again. Jan. Mm-hmm. Has another question.
Mm-hmm.
What will Father Mara Christmas mm-hmm. have on his Christmas list? That's the Giants.
Yeah, the owner, John Mara.
Yep.
And that guy has a very special place in my heart, mm-hmm. man. John Mara does, man. I gotta tell you the story about John Mara.
Break it down.
So John, 2008. I tear my knee up.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have surgery. I'm going to miss the entire season. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick. So I'm in the – right after surgery.
You're after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, after the Super Bowl. And I just hit, like, my peak. Like, I was – so I'm in the – I'm not in the hotel. After surgery. And I'm laying in my room. This is, like, the second day. I'm laying in there. It's just sad.
Of course. Why wouldn't you be?
Sad. And nobody was in there. Like, nobody came to see me mm-hmm. the entire time. No coach.
Really?
No coach.
Ronnie didn't come.
Nobody came
Whoa.
To see me the entire time.
That's
and
weird.
So, yeah, so I'm laying in there at night. It's got to be like 11, 12 o'clock. At night.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I hear a knock. And so I couldn't get up. And then the door opens, and it's John Mara.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at, because you know I got the drugs in me.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah, yeah. You fog.
11 o'clock, I'm like, yeah. Is this?
Yeah.
Is this Jesus Christ? Yeah. And he just comes in, and he just holds my hand, and he sits there.
Uh-huh.
He don't say a word. He just sat there for like an hour and a half, and I was just crying, right? And he was just sitting there. And he was just like, you know, he was just holding me. He was just like, man, he didn't say nothing. And then he got up and then he walked, he just left.
Uh-huh.
And I never, ever forgot that. Because, like, even when I was, you know, acting crazy,
mm-hmm.
like, when I would see him, I would run away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't want him to.
Because mm-hmm. you knew you had that connection with him.
You know, and
he probably could have broke you.
He was like, OC. I'll be like, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just go.
Like,
you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So I couldn't see him. I would avoid him.
Because he had too much respect.
I would avoid him at all costs.
Wow.
You understand what I mean? Because the level of respect that a guy like that has to have for you.
Yes.
To come see you at 11:30 at night when nobody else can. This is the owner of the team, not a coach.
No,
Not the GM, the owner. And he just came in and sat there. Didn't say nothing. All night. You just say, I'm here.
Yeah.
And, like, I respected him tremendously for that. Still respect him to this day. And That's my guy. He can have whatever he wants for Christmas, man.
You know what's
Chase
crazy?
Young, I think they're looking for the edge rusher. He can have
Is he staying coming back in school, I think?
Who knows, man.
You know what's funny? You look at the Ring of Honor at the Giants, and you are a part of the Ring of Honor. You're in the stadium, your name. And I remember our good friend Antonio Pierce, and he broke it down to me one time. We were sitting there looking at it, and he's like, look at all these people in here. He's like, these are the Giants picked them.
Yeah, they drafted them.
Like, you are family. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody in there was a great player or great to the organization somehow. Mm-hmm. But who was in before you was Stray and then Jesse?
Stray.
Jesse Armstead?
Jesse went in before me, Stray. Yeah.
It was Jesse, then Stray, then you.
Tiki Barbara. Yeah,
you,
then me.
Then Tuck.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just look at that, and it says why. When you tell me that story, mm-hmm. it's like, of course, you are a part of the family forever. I mean, mm-hmm. dude, you get to take your kids in there and show them that. That's every time I look at that, that's
it's
crazy.
A little wild.
That's crazy.
It's a little wild.
All right, Osi, we're gonna fire through these quickly because we're having some emotional stories. Mm-hmm. So, Angela Willow. I love these names.
Do you remember Willow? You don't remember Willow, do you? It's a movie. Never mind.
No,
this is quick fire. Quick
Willow.
Fire. Willow. She'll know. She'll know.
We got you. Everybody gets a movie. Mm-hmm. Did you ever play on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas? Did I ever play on Christmas
Day? I don't remember.
I don't play. I don't know. Thanksgiving I played on, but I don't know if I ever played on Christmas.
Christmas was on a Sunday, then we played.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it was Sunday,
we'll just leave it at that.
I just don't remember, but if it was on a Sunday, we played.
Yeah.
And definitely, I don't think, it would have been Christmas, not Boxing Day. But that's something we should look up.
Yeah.
Raider Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Raider Rich. Mm-hmm. I think he probably likes the Raiders or
the
something
Raiders,
like that.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve plans, boys? Want to come out with the lads. Well, well, well.
New Year's Eve.
Well, Rich.
Raider, to be honest with you, your name sounds like you're a guy that I would want to hang out with.
Yeah.
But I'll probably be with my wife. And
Yep.
That's usually how I celebrate
so,
it. So I'm sorry, Raider.
OC is he chills. I drag OC to do things when he gives me a couple hours.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy that ends up with random people.
Yeah.
Raider Rich.
You're a man of the people. So.
I would
You
definitely
are definitely a man of the people.
Be with the lads and have a great time.
Yeah.
And I would disappear early. Not as early as OC.
Yeah.
But.
Where's OC? He's just.
Yeah, OC. It's just gone. As long as I get you there, then you
give
me.
Happy.
Yeah. Just walk in with me. You know.
You respect when I say, Jason, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
You're
and,
like,
all right,
and, all right, all right.
And
this is Jason. All right.
Truth be told, I should leave too. But Raider Rich, send us another message. That might be interesting, man, because I have a feeling you and your homies get active, and I believe in that. All right, Nikki Moore, best Christmas, OC, UK, US, or Nigeria?
Oh, Nigeria.
Underline it.
Hands
Why?
Down.
Why?
Because most of my family is there.
True.
You understand? And so, not the Nigerian national anthem.
Simon is out of control over there.
He's
like a real producer.
Yeah. And the thing I remember mostly about like Nigerian Christmas, we would all go to the village.
Okay.
And you know, my grandma, she had a bunch of kids, like 11.
That's what grandmas did.
Yeah, and then they all had like a bunch of kids. And so we would all come and we would all stay at my grandmother's house.
Okay.
So just the kids though.
It was a party. Oh.
Yeah.
Grandma was there though.
Yeah.
Watching you. Yeah.
She wasn't really watching me. She was in her 90s. She wasn't watching nothing. So we all had our own houses, but we would all congregate at grandma's house and it was just chaos.
Oh,
like 60 kids.
Oh my.
All like sleeping, we were sleeping everywhere on the floor, bed everywhere, and just having the most fun, man. So Christmas in Nigeria, especially at that time when we were growing up,
epic.
Outstanding.
I like that. This says Vodka Exiled Hater.
Hata.
Oh, that's
Vodka
Hater.
At Exiled, yeah.
Vodka at Exiled Hatter.
Yeah.
Right. We cut out the first part, right, Simon? When I butchered it. Yeah. Good job. Do NFL players have Christmas parties first? Do they get all into the fancy dress and debauchery like our football soccer teams do?
A lot of debauchery for sure.
Debauchery. I circle that.
Yeah. No, I don't remember the dress.
Fancy dress.
Yeah.
On Halloween, I remember Eli having a great Halloween
He's
party.
He's talking about Christmas. He's not talking about Halloween.
Yeah, but not Christmas.
Why would you go to Halloween?
When I don't know. I just thought fancy dress. It's not even fancy dress. We was just costumes.
Yeah, Halloween. That's like a pagan holiday. Yeah, so you just defiled Christmas with a pagan holiday.
I just did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I messed that up. So. I just did that. I just flat out just, oh, man, Christmas. Let's do that all over again. So do we have Christmas parties? You know, some players, if you're at home, their family will do a Christmas party if somebody have it at their house because some people can't go home. Mm. They don't have family in town. Mm-hmm. So you get invited to teammates' homes.
Yeah.
So nobody's ever by themselves, right, on Christmas.
No.
Nobody's ever by themselves. No. The team makes sure that, especially the young guys on the team, they usually go to – another person at probably at their position's mm-hmm. house and is taken care of.
Yeah.
That's it, OC.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Oh, my God. Till next year, huh?
Till next year. Please don't get us kicked off because
April 15th.
I got to keep that visa, though, bro.
Listen, this is your – that's your responsibility. I'm telling you what I'm going to do.
Uprise action. I'm rolling with you, OC. I don't even care. I'm putting it on the line. I'm running into the wedge. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. We really, really appreciate y'all, and that is for real. Have a great New Year's. Holler at me and OC soon.
They can't take my freedom. They can't slow my progress. I'm no preacher or prophet. But no man can cause who God bless. Man try close my chapter. Man just cause I'm dapper. Go slow then go faster. Catch me if you can find. Young and some and smarter. Foolish idiot blood clot. Now I learn my lesson. Order no more stress.